Now, it's time for...
For Pete's Sake.
Yeah, for Pete's Sake.
Tom Cruise still looks amazing at 62 years old.
I think he's doing a little too much filler under the eyes, but otherwise, yes, he is rocking it.
If you're on social media, you can see that he's been doing his own stunts for the next Mission Impossible movie.
I am not normally drawn to those type of movies, but because
Mission
he does
Impossible.
His own stunts, yeah. I am obsessed with those movies.
Go to Instagram. It's on there. Well, maybe it hits my feed because I've been watching them.
It hits your feed. But like, it's like when you see him training to jump out of a plane and he's doing all this skydiving and walking.
Yeah.
He is insane. It's amazing.
He jumped out of a plane with the camera on him and he was mic'd up while in the air. Yeah.
So cool. You know what? That's so rad.
Tom Cruise is finally revealing what it takes to pull off these crazy, high-flying, death-defying stunts. Any guesses?
Number one, you are missing the part of your brain that gives you fear of death, because a normal person would be afraid.
Tom Cruise says, it's a big breakfast.
Well, I mean, that helps too.
I actually eat a massive breakfast, Cruise said, of the ritual before hanging off a helicopter and the wing walking for Mission Impossible. Yeah, he was walking on a wing.
Dude, think how many calories you need to do that physically. And then think how many calories your brain burns because it's so complex. Yeah, he needs a big breakfast.
That's exactly what he said. The amount of energy it takes. I trained so hard for that wing walking. I'll eat like sausage and almost a dozen eggs and bacon and toast and coffee and fluids for breakfast.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. He goes on
you
to say,
fuel your body to do things without injury, man.
He goes on to say that's what he wanted to emulate. He wanted to emulate the wing walkers and daredevil performers who would stand and jump between wings in the early days of aviation. He loved watching that growing up. So that's why he started doing it.
Good for him, man. Because, he's in shape and he's kicking it, but at a certain point in time, the body is not going to allow you to do these things.
By the way, the wing walking, the plane was traveling at 120 miles an hour, and he was walking on the wing. Tom Cruise. Eat a big breakfast. Most important meal of the day.
He earns his movie star creds.
He does. If you're a parent and dreading summer, you're not alone. One, listen to this. One in three parents do not think they'll have one single anxiety-free day this summer.
Well, it's a lot because you got who's going to watch my kids? And can I afford to get them in camp? And do we sign
up? That's exactly it, man.
Stressful.
According to a new poll, millennial parents of school-aged children, many find the end of the year makes them feel exhausted, anxious, and overwhelmed because of just that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having an unpredictable schedule, not having enough time for household tasks. They freak out to make sure that their kids have something to do every single day.
Every day.
Yeah. Many other parents stressed by the school year's end said they're anxious about having their kids around the house 24/7. Yeah,
yep.
I can see that. Not having enough time for themselves. There's never enough time for yourself. Ever. And not having enough time to cook dinner for their family.
Yeah. Well, summer can be real busy. And then think about it too. If your kids are used to getting breakfast or lunch or both at school, and now you're in charge of both of those and dinner. Whew.
Oh, that's rough stuff. Parents said they spend 22% of their time working, 14% sleeping, 13% preparing meals and eating, and only 8% for themselves. That's
only
not
10%
enough.
Driving around, because I feel like that's low.
It is way low. It is.
That's low.
It's
when your
so
kids
low.
Are in that
that's
age
all
where
I
they're
did.
Old enough
oh,
to have
gosh.
Like activities and friends and commitments, but they're not old enough to drive, you're just
everywhere.
That's your life.
Yeah. Charlie McMurray went from one sport to the next, and then he wanted to go to his friend's house, and yeah, it's rough stuff. And finally, two things you know about me listening to this show. I love shoes and I love sunglasses. What's yours? What do you love? Crystals? You're a crystal person.
Listen, I like crystals. I also love sunglasses. And it gets to the point where I have to tell people, I'm going into this sunglasses store. Do not let me buy anything.
Right. Yeah. You got to save me.
Although it's been a few years, so I might
just bought a new pair. Elton John's been a superstar in the limelight for, what, 50 years? And yeah. During that time, he's collected a few pairs of glasses, right?
Oh, yeah. He performed in about a million of them.
He recently had to go through his eyewear collection to get ideas for his new signature line of eyewear he's created for a British company called Specsavers.
Okay, that's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? He finally has a full count of how many pairs of glasses he owns. Do you want to take a guess?
I'm going to guess 500.
Elton's husband and manager, David Furnish, tells Hello Magazine, "We've cataloged each pair and have in storage about 15,000 pairs of eyewear." pairs of eyewear. He keeps a large part of that collection in his home in Windsor, England, and didn't realize just how many pairs they had until we emptied all the drawers and all the cabinets and cupboards in the house.
Right, like he didn't even know what he has.
Wow. He said they completely filled the dining room table, which seats about 14 people. That was just filled with glasses, man. Elton used to own far more than 15,000 pairs of glasses, but over the years, he's auctioned them off. Last year, one pair of his glasses sold for, what do you think?
On $10,000.
$23,000.
Wow. Yeah.
Elton John with 15,000 pairs of glasses.
Well, I think that makes him an expert on creating a glasses line.
And that does it for us, folks. Remember, if you missed anything on the show, just search Pete McMurray Show wherever you find your favorite podcast. And please subscribe. You guys have a great day. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.